News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Five schools have been chosen, they're all in Leinster, to start gender violence prevention training with the Men's Development Network. A key part of the training is tackling the bystander effect, and Dr. Jackson Katz, author and educator and leading figure in the global movement to end men's violence against women, is here to explain how he intends to do that. Good morning to you, Dr. Katz. Two things I thought was very interesting from looking at this conversation we were going to have. One is that you were saying that male violence against women, it's viewed as a women's issue, but it's actually a men's issue. And the other thing, that bystander effect, you said that that is key in all of this. Can you explain both of those things for me, please?
Sure. Thanks very much for having me on, Ciara. I'm here to do this training with my colleague, LaShonda Coleman from the States, and we're training a group of educators, including teachers and educational administrators, and we're sharing with them our approach to gender violence prevention, certainly in the educational setting, but these are much bigger issues. And as you suggest, I mean, we all know that domestic abuse, sexual assault, sexual harassment have long been considered women's issues that some good men need to help out with. And a big part of my work for a long time has been to reframe that and say that this is really about men and men's norms within male culture, and men in positions of leadership in education and politics and sports and business and the family and community and every other way. There's been so many men who have been in positions of leadership who are otherwise good, strong men and leaders, but they don't do anything or do much at all about the issues of gender-based violence. And I think that obviously needs to change. Just looking at the headlines every single day, it's not just this particular week has, there's some big headlines, but this is just happening all the time, all over the world. And women's leadership here in Ireland and all over the world has been incredible, an incredible transformative force for the last, half century and then much longer. But men's leadership hasn't met the moment. And so a big part of our training is about how do men, especially men, but we're also working with women and others, but how especially men in positions of educational leadership can take this to a new level. The bystander approach, I use the word approach rather than effect, because the bystander effect is a social psychological concept that talks about why people, when they encounter situations of violence or some kind of dramatic incidents in public, why they kind of freeze up and they often don't get involved, in part because they think somebody else is going to get involved, or they're fearful for obvious reasons. But the bystander approach, as I and my colleagues teach it, and what we'll be sharing in this training, is how people in peer cultures, known peer cultures, in schools and in communities and in families and social networks, why people see situations around them they know are wrong, including young men, and that they don't do anything about it, in part because they know that there's a cost to pay for speaking up. For a young man to challenge his friend who's just made a really derisive, a negative comment about a woman or about women in general, if he turns to him and says, listen, that's not cool, or that's not funny, or I don't appreciate that kind of talk, there is often going to be social awkwardness and blowback, and a lot of men and young men freeze up in the face of that, and they know that this is coming, so they often don't do anything. And so the bystander approach, as we teach it, very interactive, it's not a lecture, is about helping people, using scenarios and real-life situations, helping people think through what their options are for doing something in these kinds of situations. Okay. What are their responsibilities to themselves, to others, to their own values, and that's what we're doing.
And is it about turning people from, I don't know if this is the right terminology, but from bystanders to upstanders? You know what I mean by that? That they will, yes, instead of just observing, they will actually intervene. I often think it's rare nowadays that people would make, certainly in my life, that people would make a racist remark without there being some kind of blowback. People would react and kind of look, or at least admonish or look disapprovingly or something. But people still make kind of casual sexist remarks without that same blowback. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about?
That's exactly what we're talking about. It's changing the social norms that accept misogyny and derisive and negative comments and thoughts and beliefs about women and girls that is still extremely common in our societies. And if you get to the point where it's not acceptable for men with no women present. In other words, if in a group of men,
yeah.
if it becomes obvious that it's socially unacceptable for men and young men to talk negatively about women, then we'll have achieved a place where we'll have significant reductions in sexual assault, sexual harassment, domestic violence, because those crimes and those abuses don't come out of nowhere. They're not just individual psychopathy or sociopathy. You know, there's a pyramid. You know, the tip of the pyramid is the incident of abuse, but the base of the pyramid is a set of attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that create the cultural context and foundation.
So that's so you're saying all of these things, if I'm right in what you're saying, are a spectrum. And if you go in at the beginning and change the mindset, change the culture, the end of the spectrum or the top of the pyramid will be reduced. Is that the premise for all of this?
Absolutely. And again, it's a basic concept that the individual men who are perpetrating these crimes and abuses are not sick monsters. There are some monstrous acts committed by individuals, but to think of these men who do the horrible things, look at the rape, you know, the mass rape case in France. And we have dozens of men who have been arrested and have been charged with sexually assaulting this Dominique Pellicot's wife, Giselle, who was passed out and completely drugged up. And those men were just all average men from the community, many of them married with children, and they were engaged in this behavior. So the idea that somehow we can just isolate the problem of domestic abuse in Ireland or sexual assault to like individual crazy men or, you know, deeply damaged men, as opposed to thinking about the norms that underlie the abuse.
Do you know what I think?
It's naive.
Jackson, I think it comforts us to believe that it's only monsters who do those things. I think that's a comfort, particularly to women. I think that we feel if we can think of them as the bogeyman, as this isolated thing that as opposed to the everyman, I think that it gives us comfort. This is really interesting. I know this is being rolled out in schools. I have no doubt there'll be lots of people very interested, and it's a fascinating conversation to have. Thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Jackson Katz has a book coming out entitled Every Man, Why Violence Against Women is a Men's Issue and How You Can Make a Difference. But that is going into our schools, folks. That is going to be a pilot study about how we, I suppose, talk to boys about how they talk about girls. And love to know what you think about that this morning.
Now, the time is coming up to, by the way, if you're affected by any of these issues, the 24-hour helpline for Women's Aid is 1-800-341-900.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.